thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, noble viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Darhun Olds Province, Channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Xia, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otulj, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Minchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Costa Rica is designated the world's happiest country by the United Kingdom-based New Economics Foundation. In Veg News, a youth group from Ontario, Canada, encouraged those their town to become vegetarian. In humanitarian news, Lebanese Autism Society honors groups that assist children with autism. Or listen more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 8th, famous Australian singer Miss Vanessa Amorosi was born in Melbourne. She was the first Australian female to reach number one with her debut album, The Power, on the Australia Recording Industry Association chart. Miss Amorosi, who doesn't eat meat, has been volunteering to help children in need since she was 14. She's been involved in Australia's Kids Helpline and Variety, the children's charity. Miss Amorosi's accolades include Best International Newcomer at Germany's 2001 Viva Comet Awards and the Australian Centenary Medal in 2003 for her service to Australian music. Thank you so much, Vanessa, for sharing your gift of song and your care for others. Our very best to you for a delightful birthday.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Central African Republic. In late June through July, several floods hit the capital city of Bangui, Central African Republic. 2 children perished and 11,000 people were left homeless as over 2,500 homes were damaged or destroyed.
With her love and sorrow, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 while conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers for the storm victims. This amount could obtain $671,000 in emergency supplies if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Central African Republic. Covering their own expenses, our association's relief team from Cameroon traveled to the affected areas.
Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on disaster situations. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following excerpt from the report.
August 4th, 2009. Most Precious Master. With the help from the Ministry of Social Affairs, National Solidarity, and the family, we purchased food, clothing, blankets, mosquito nets, and tents, and distributed them with SOS flyers to 4 provisional accommodation sites. In addition, we constructed wells for clean water and showed how to make gluten from wheat flour.
The victims said it was the first time they were receiving substantial help and were overwhelmed with thankfulness to Master for her unconditional comfort and love. The Ministry of Social Affairs, National Solidarity, and the family also conveyed their gratitude. Most beloved Master, thank you so much for this opportunity to serve our brothers and sisters in need. Love from Douala, Cameroon.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers and convey gratitude to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
We appreciate the Ministry of Social Affairs, National Solidarity, and the family and its efforts to aid the afflicted persons. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her far-reaching love and care, and to our association's relief team for their endeavors to ease the situation.
We pray that the people of the Central African Republic soon enjoy safe and contented lives as we strive for more life-affirming ways.
Tropical Storm Gani passes near Hong Kong. Early on Wednesday, the storm drenched the southern Chinese province of Guangdong before moving closer to Hong Kong. Heavy rains and winds of 100 kilometers per hour caused injury to 10 people who were treated at local hospitals. There were no reports of casualties or major damage thus far. We pray for the soon recovery of the injured and return of the affected Hong Kong people to their fulfilling daily lives. May such calamities subside with humanity's increased kindness, care, and eco-balancing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
barbecue restaurant, likely source of salmonella contamination. More than 20 people recently became ill from food poisoning in Tennessee, USA, with some having to be hospitalized. The infections have been linked to food from a local restaurant, which has voluntarily closed while health department officials carry out an investigation on the source of the bacteria. Salmonella is known to make its way from animal feces to food, causing digestive difficulties that in severe cases can be fatal. We pray for the victim's soon recovery as we look forward to the day when such illnesses from animal products no longer exist and all sentient beings protected through humanity's switch to the organic vegan diet.
Swine flu vaccinations, not enough to help most countries. The World Health Organization has announced that the first swine flu vaccines are expected to be available in some countries this September. Egypt is ordering 5 million doses. However, heated discussions continue on the anticipated shortage of vaccines, especially in non-vaccine-producing countries where the afflicted are unable to afford diagnosis testing or treatment. To protect children from further spread of the disease, the OLACSIS or Vietnamese government has ordered the closure of all schools in Hanoi. In response to the country's first swine flu death, some 1,000 alarmed citizens in Pune, India, overwhelmed the hospitals to be tested for the virus. Globally, 168 countries and territories have collectively reported 205,783 cases, with officially documented fatalities now reaching 1,569, although many times more than these have gone unreported.
Furthermore, Welsh health experts warned against complacency, stating that although cases have dipped to the levels of a normal winter flu, they expect infection rates to increase in the future. Recently published studies have also found that the inexpensive rapid tests are producing false negatives, potentially endangering the lives of those not given adequate medical care following such a reading.
We thank all health officials for your dedicated efforts to protect public health. Our condolences and prayers for those who are grieving or suffering from this virus at large. With heaven's grace, may all people and governments adopt and promote the organic vegan diet as the best protection from this and the danger of future zoonotic diseases.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org.
www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
U.S. requests Israeli settlement freeze. During talks in Jerusalem between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. Middle East Special Envoy George Mitchell, a proposal was raised for Israel to halt the construction of Jewish settlements in West Bank for 1 year. Such a decision would encourage diplomatic relations and compromise between Arab states and Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister recently ordered a construction freeze on 900 apartments in East Jerusalem. The U.S.-Israeli discussions are scheduled to resume later this month.
I want to make it clear that we don't want to govern the Palestinians. We want to live in peace with them. We want them to govern themselves.
We respectfully laud your excellencies for your amicable meeting and goal of restoring peace between Israel and the Arab nations. With heaven's grace, may such friendship and understanding soon resonate throughout the Middle East.
Egyptian Foreign Minister calls on UN and Quartet to ease Israeli activities. Foreign Minister Abdul Reit sent an urgent message to the quartet members of the United States, Russia, European Union, and the United Nations, asking for their diplomatic assistance with Israel regarding the eviction of two Palestinian families from their homes in an ancient Arab neighborhood of East Jerusalem. The U.S., Britain, and the UN have joined Egypt in urging a change in Israeli policy to support peace, with France and Russia making earlier calls for adherence to international law and the previously agreed roadmap for peace. Our gratitude, Minister Wright, Egypt and Quartet member states, for your commitment to the advancement of diplomatic relations and accord in the Middle East. Blessed be such endeavors in furthering lasting, amicable relations among all Israeli and Palestinian people.
New Zealand to increase drug treatment units in prisons. The government of New Zealand has announced plans to build three additional drug treatment units, or DTUs, which will allow a doubling of detainee participation to 1,000 annually by December 2011. With this latest addition to the nine DTUs currently in place, the program seeks to reduce the country's major drivers of crime, namely drugs and alcohol. Corrections Minister Judith Collins said, "If we are serious about reducing the number of people in our prisons and making New Zealand a better and safer place, we need to give real commitment to providing the resources, expertise, and opportunity." Kudos Minister Collins and New Zealand for your noble initiatives to safeguard all citizens from such harmful substances. Wishing your programs much success and the participants abundant goodness with heaven's grace.
Benefits of addictive drug abstinence and treatment.
In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California, USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 were saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability.
60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants.
Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Higher liquor taxes in Sri Lanka instituted for public safety. According to Deputy Finance Minister Ranjith Siyambalapitiya, The Sri Lankan government has steadily increased alcohol taxes over the past 3 years in efforts to discourage drinking in society. The deputy finance minister noted that the government is also issuing fewer liquor licenses than the past and has stepped up initiatives to halt illicit liquor and drugs. Minister Siambalapitiya and Sri Lanka, we laud these important public health measures to protect the well-being of your fellow citizens. Through such benevolent governance, may all Sri Lankans enjoy fulfilling, wholesome lives.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes. Birth defects. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Last British veteran of World War I remembered. A memorial service was held at Wells Cathedral in Somerset in honor of 111-year-old veteran Harry Patch, the last surviving World War I veteran from the United Kingdom. Thousands of people paid respect, including British royal family members and representatives from France, Germany, and Belgium. Mr. Patch, who had served in the war as a conscripted citizen from age 17, suffered a significant injury at the time, but only spoke of his experiences after he reached 100 years of age. At the request of British journalist Richard Van Emden, Mr. Patch then wrote a book about the waste of war, stating in one section, "At the end, the peace was settled round a table, so why couldn't they do that at the start, without losing millions of men?" Our appreciation, journalist Van Emden, for helping share the treasured insights of Mr. Harry Patch, as we join in respectful salute to a true soldier of peace. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlastingly loving care.
Rwandan and Congolese presidents resume diplomatic relations. On Thursday, Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila and Rwandan President Paul Kagame held a cordial meeting together, the first between their countries' heads of state in over 10 years. President Kagame said, "It is a sign of the friendship, stability, and very good relations that have developed between Rwanda and DRC. Our respectful salute, Your Excellencies, on your step together toward peace between your beautiful nations. May friendship among the Congolese and Rwandan people continue to grow in mutual respect and neighborly love."
Sonia Sotomayor is new U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Confirmed by the United States Senate on Thursday, the Honorable Sonia Sotomayor is the Supreme Court's 111th Justice. Her inauguration on Saturday makes her the third woman and first Hispanic to hold such office in the U.S. Supreme Court. Our respectful congratulations, Justice Sotomayor, on your new post. May your wise counsel serve the noble ideals of your country and fellow citizens for many years to come.
Save our planet. Western Himalayan villagers suffering the effects of climate change. Mountain communities, many of whom are without ample subsistence, are facing risks in water supplies, agriculture, and infrastructure. Snowfall is erratic, while temperatures have doubled from 14 to 30 degrees Celsius, making the region vulnerable to invasive insects, drying ponds, and disappearing small glaciers.
Residents are now dependent on watersheds, which cannot meet their agricultural needs. Aziz Mir, a retired senior scientist from Leh, India, said, "We are witnessing a lot of environmental changes. There is no heavy rainfall like we used to witness a few years ago, and glaciers such as Kerdang have vanished in front of our eyes."
We are troubled to hear of the plight of the Western Himalayan people, and we pray for the residents' well-being. May humanity quickly awaken to these critical situations and unite in alleviating such dangerous trends through gentler, earth-stabilizing lifestyles.
In a January 2009 climate change conference with concerned dignitaries and public citizens of Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded of the need to return to ways harmonious with nature.
We are already facing so many untold natural disasters on a daily basis, such as earthquakes, severe storms, ever seen before, volcanoes, ice melting, and many island nations have sunk under the water already, and many are sinking. And the climate has become very, very strange, like it became warm where it should be cold, and it became cold where it should be hot. And this can only be alleviated through a return to the ancient ways of our wiser elders, one that exists in harmony with nature and respect of other beings, a true brotherhood of love with all. We can still do that. It's not too late. We should remind everyone to be veg, to invoke the mercy of the Buddha, and we will be better protected.
Save our planet. India and China collaborate to monitor and report on the melting of Himalayan glaciers, which feed rivers that supply water for about 40% of the world's population.
Save our planet. At the port of Seattle, USA, docked ships participating in the At Birth Clean, or ABC Fuels program, use low sulfur fuel, which helps lower their emissions of sulfur dioxide by at least 80%, and diesel particulates by 60%.
Save our planet. National Environment Management Authority Executive Director of Uganda, Dr. Gerald Musoka, expressed concern over the country's rapidly disappearing wetlands, saying that if their degradation continues, national water shortages will soon follow.
Save our planet. Global warming is causing a beetle to devastate forests across the U.S. and Canada, making it more difficult to reduce emissions because the trees lose their ability to sequester them.
I'm Hoppy the Hispid Hare, and I am following a vegan diet. Here's a tip about a great veggie, the eggplant, also known as aubergine. Eggplants are a good source of vitamin K, thiamine, vitamin B6, folate, manganese, and potassium. They're also high in fiber. Vegan sandwiches, lasagnas, and a variety of other yummy dishes can be made with eggplants. You can find delicious eggplant recipes on www.suprememastertv.com/theveg. A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now let's see the weather around the world.
Governance News, the Happy Planet Index, HPI 2.0, reports Costa Rica as the most content and eco-friendly nation. sponsored by the United Kingdom-based New Economics Foundation, the HPI, collected data from 143 countries. The results showed that Costa Rica's carbon footprint is only a little more than the desirable goal of sustainable living. In addition, Costa Ricans have the highest degree of life satisfaction and one of the best in life expectancy. 9 out of the top 10 countries on the Happy Planet Index were from Latin America. Many thanks, New Economic Foundation, for this informative study, and our heartiest congratulations, Costa Rica, on your distinction as the happiest and greenest. May this be the path of humanity's future.
In Veg News, youth from Ontario, Canada, encouraged their town to become vegetarian. To promote humane treatment of animals, take young people seriously. TYPS from Almont agreed to be veg for a week and ask everyone in their town to join them. They launched the event by preparing a delicious vegetarian feast, including a barbecue, and invited the townspeople to come to eat free of charge.
I'm not actually a vegetarian, but I'm trying this challenge of being vegetarian for 1 week.
So you're going to, this week, you're going to try eat?
No meat, if it's possible. So, it is possible. I've learned a bunch of other things that I can make instead of it, especially chickpeas and beans and things. So that's going to be my goal.
Bravo, students from Almont, Ontario, Canada, for your efforts to encourage the plant-based diet in your town. May heaven bless you manifold for your kind-hearted and enlightened efforts. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Lebanese nonprofit society honors those helping children with autism. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more distinguished news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for a renewing world. In humanitarian news, Lebanese Autism Society, LAS, inaugurates a wall of honor. 23 individuals, organizations, and corporations that have helped support the rights of autistic children had their names engraved on the wall at this ceremony in Beirut. Afterwards, an art show and dance performance by the youngsters themselves took place. The nonprofit LAS provides services including an early diagnosis and intervention center, classes for children with autism, and a technical school for adolescents. Our sincere thanks, Lebanese Autism Society and friends, for your care for the precious children. May all the youngsters flourish with confidence in heaven's grace.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, What Are You Doing?
In a bar, a man had already too many drinks, and he was seeing another man coming into the bar with a chicken in his arms. The drunkard said, What are you doing with the pig? The newcomer said, It was a chicken and not a pig. So the drunkard said, I was talking to the chicken, not to you.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
From now on, my family and I are vegetarian. Thank you so much for your support. Be blessed, George from Mbeya, Tanzania.
Happy George and family. Thanks for sharing with us this wonderful news. We're sure all the animals and the earth are applauding right now. Love and blessings to you and the kind people of Tanzania.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven shine on you with delight, friendship, and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets with Somalian Transitional President Sharif Ahmed in Nairobi, Kenya, pledging her country's further support and direct aid to the Somali government.
UK-based Next Retail Limited joins global apparel companies like American Eagle, Liz Claiborne, and Adidas in boycotting wool from the Australian sheep industry to support an end to the cruel practice of mulesing.
A billboard sponsored by the Cancer Project and prominently displayed outside the famous Wrigley's Field Baseball Park in Illinois, USA, highlights the link between consuming hot dogs and cancer.
Brazil is increasing benefits by 10% for her Bolsa Família program to help less fortunate families.
U.S. House Representatives Raul M. Grijalva and John Campbell introduced to Congress bipartisan legislation for the Bear Protection Act of 2009 that offers protection from illegal poaching and harvesting of bear parts.
The Palestinian Red Crescent Society sponsors over 100 camps in the West Bank of Palestine, with 12,000 children who participate in plays, artistic shows, and other activities to clean and beautify the local environment.
A food company in Ontario, Canada, is recalling 9 sausage products to protect consumers from potential listeria contamination, especially after 15 people died last year in Canada from listeria food poisoning.
Members of China's High Court meet with Liberian judicial representatives to introduce mediation as a way to effectively resolve disputes and reduce burden on the country's legal system.
A group of Irish cyclists led by insulin-dependent diabetic Owen Quinn have reached Jerusalem, Israel after a 6,000-kilometer ride to raise funds for the organization Medical Aid for Palestinians.
In recognition of their remarkable and altruistic endeavor, Supreme Master Qinghai is sending a $15,000 contribution and a letter of salute to the caring cyclists.
Coinciding with the 64th anniversary of the Hiroshima atomic bombing, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon encouraged nations worldwide toward further efforts to achieve the goal of global nuclear disarmament.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.